most of the time when I sit on the bus, I space out or I listen to podcasts, of course, hours first, always. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, other podcasts and things like that. And I just space out and I don't really pay attention to the people around me. But there were these two girls that were standing right next to me, and because it was a crowded bus. And I was really fascinated by them. So they were high school girls. So that's like, you know, Gen Z. And one of them had said to the other, she was like being so honest with her. She goes, you know, I'm afraid to say things to you because you always judge me. And before I even talk to you, there's so many times that I think, what will Amanda say if I said X, Y, and Z? Or what's Amanda going to think? Or is she going to make me feel bad for asking her about, you mm-hmm. know, whatever? She's like, and I feel like sometimes I'm afraid to talk to you. And then I'm like, well, if I'm afraid to talk to you, how are we best friends? And the girl was like, of course we're best friends. And she's like, but if we're best friends, I shouldn't be afraid to talk to you. And she's like, yeah, but that's gonna, they were like teenagers. They were like 14, 15 years old having this like really intense friendship conversation. And it was so honest, but it wasn't like, there was not a lot of emotion. It was very like factual. It was like, well, how are we best friends then? She's like, you know what? We should do a TikTok about this.
No.
Because I think we can help other people. Because I think there's other friends that probably feel the same way, where they're like, I'm afraid to say this to my friend. And, you know, you can explain why you're afraid to talk to me and what, you know, why you think I'm a bitch to you. And they were like kind of laughing about it in a way. And they pulled out their phones and they were making like a TikTok about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was interesting because it really shows the difference between the generations. My generation, we didn't care enough about other people. Like, there's nothing that would happen that I'd be like, oh, we should make this a learning experience. This is a teachable moment for others. You know, that was a non-starter for my friends and I. Like, we had no interest. We could care less what other people thought. Mm-hmm. Like, we were not looking to help other people. So I thought that was interesting. And then the kid sitting next to me with his nanny. I hate to be like that, but it was a kid and his nanny. The kid was like 10. And the nanny asked him a question. And he looked at her straight in the eye and he said, now make sure you want to ask me that question because I don't think you're going to like the answer.
Where is this coming from?
I was like, is he 40? Like, who? What 10-year-old speaks that way? So, of course, I was like, okay, I understand the girls. I'm done with them now. I'm moving on to the 10-year-old. I want to hear this conversation. And it was really interesting how the way he was talking to his nanny, who was obviously older than he was talking like he was the adult.
Mm-hmm.
And it occurred to me, of course, because so many kids spend so much time with their parents and their parents' friends and their friends' parents, and they do everything together as a group. And like our generation, we could not wait to get away from our parents. You know, like the second you had a night out, remember I had that ladder. I used to climb out my window and sneak out my window and escape every chance I got. Gen Z and whatever the 10-year-old generation is, but I don't know what the next one's going to be called.
Generation new, whatever it is.
Yeah, right. They don't want to leave their parents. They, not only are they into hanging out with their parents, they talk like them because they spend so much time with adults. Remember, this is the generation that calls their friends' parents by their first names and has no qualms. Like, nobody says, Mr. Michaels. Like, they'd call you Anthony.
No, I think kids spend no time with their parents, zero time, and they spend... Their parent now is YouTube.
Oh, okay.
I think they spend, well, I don't think they spend, I know they spend all their waking moments on YouTube. I think right. My kids have watched all of YouTube at this point. They've learned how to do everything there is to do. You uh-huh. learn how to cook. You learn how to talk. You learn everything. Because back when we were growing up, we didn't have none of that. We had to figure it out on our own. We had to talk to friends. Now, they don't even talk to friends. They don't talk to you. They just sit there on their phone nonstop. If I walked downstairs and walked into Christopher's room right now, he would be on YouTube. Guarantee it.
That's his parent. That's his dad.
That is his nanny. That is his father, mother, all that. That's where they learn. That's their teacher. That's their employer. That's where they learn everything, is on that YouTube.
But that maybe they're watching adults then and not kids their own age. I have to explain why. It's not the first time that I've seen somebody who's like 10 years old or younger who speaks like an adult speaks and uses phrases that like my grandmother uses. You know, there's words that I would never say because they're too grandma-ish. And I see kids all the time that are like, you know, golly jeepers, or whatever grandma's. I don't know what grandma's saying anymore, but like, you know, grandma stuff. Like they talk like little adults. It's the weirdest thing.
Now, we used to talk like movies, whatever movie that we watched. We would talk like Airplane.
There's been a little problem in the cockpit.
The cockpit? What is it?
It's the little room in the front of the plane where the pilots sit. That's not important right now.
So now they talk like whatever they're watching.
So they're watching YouTube videos with adults. They have to be watching adults because, yeah. Yeah, it's very weird. I see it with my friends and their kids. You know, they have like real relationships with their kids where they're a parent, but they also like have real conversations with them. I mean, to this day, I don't know what my mother's up to. Like one day she just shows up and she's like, by the way, we're moving to Florida. Or by the way, there's no conversation. There's no we're thinking about this. There's no, hey, heads up. You know, my mother's not moving to Florida, but I'm just giving an example. Whereas I find like my friends with their kids who are 10 years old and younger, they have full on conversations about like, hey, you know, we're thinking about painting the house. What color do you like? Who the hell cares what a 10-year-old likes? But no, my friends really want, they want the kids' input.
Yeah. And your mom and your relationship has never changed. She's always been that way.
Right.
So it's not like she's different now than she was 30 years ago. She didn't ask your opinion 30 years ago.
No, I don't know that she knew my name until I was like 18. I didn't even know she didn't know I lived in the house till I was 18.
Yeah. So I think they're not learning it from friends. They learn how to drive a stick shift on YouTube.
Right. Whereas we would steal our parents' car. That's
and
how
we would have to figure it out.
Right.
On our own. Or hope that Joe knew. And Joe was my friend who was 2 years older, and that's where I learned everything from. And Joe was just as dumb as anybody else.
But, you know, and so I did a little bit of a deeper dive into it because after having the experience where I was watching these two 14, 15-year-olds who were very into taking their relationship issue out into the public to try to help others and also to kind of figure out their own, you know, navigate their own relationship, which again is something that my friends and I would have never done. I took a little bit of a deeper dive on social media because I was interested to see like what really are the differences in our generation, like because everybody makes jokes about boomer versus millennial. And then you got Gen X, who's in the middle, who doesn't care about anything. You know, you and I are weird because we're in between Gen X and millennial. We don't really have a generation. Like, we're sort of like floaters, you know? So I was really interested. I was kind of looking to see, and I think I figured it out. Here's how social media really tells the difference between generations in terms of, like, who they are and how they feel emotionally. So my parents' generation, you know, boomers, whatever, they were like, if you look at pictures of them, they're not very emotional. It's very like people just standing there, you know, or like everybody look perfect, whatever you're wearing. We only took pictures at weddings. Like nobody took pictures just doing stuff unless it was like a barbecue or a cruise or somebody was doing something fabulous. You know, no one just took a picture on like a Tuesday having a sandwich. You know, it was always like every family photograph that I see from my mom's childhood, they were all like, it was a reason, you know, it was like a christening or a bar mitzvah or something like that, you know. So they were like, they were really like an arm's distance, like emotionally, it was just, here's a family. How do they feel about each other? We don't know. It's just a family. We have no idea. And then you have Gen X, where we didn't want anyone to know anything about us. Do you know what I mean? Like, don't ask me anything. Here's a picture of my pink toenail. Here's a picture of a friend of mine holding a joint.
Here's a photo of my food.
Right. Yeah. There's no, like, no explanation. It's none of your fucking business. Who I'm dating. There's no pictures. Like, even now, if you go to my social media, you would never know that I had a boyfriend. There's not one photograph of me and my boyfriend where I'm like, this is my wonderful boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And then in the description, like, you know, in the caption or the any description underneath the picture, like on Instagram, I would have nothing written there. It wouldn't say like, you know, I thought I was going to be single my whole life and then I was blessed and met this hashtag inspo, you know, nothing. There's none of that. None. Mm-hmm. Zero. Then you get millennials where they're more like, here we all are, and we're so loving, and everything's great, and here's my fun friends, and we all look so good, and, like, here's my cute dress, and here's a cute little sandwich that I'm eating, and oh, isn't this coffee look delicious, and here's my amazing friend who I love so much, hashtag crew, hashtag inspo, hashtag, you know, mm-hmm. It's just, and they're really into letting us think that their lives are wonderful and perfect, and look at my makeup, and isn't this a great outfit, and look how happy we are. But then you get the Gen Z kids who are like, life sucks. We acknowledge it, but here's how we're going to make it better. Do you know what I mean? Like they're not millennials where life is not good for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's very honest, but they're young, so they're still kind of hopeful, but they're also, they're closer to boomers in that way where they're just like, you know what I mean? Like, they're a little more negative. I don't know. I just feel like you look at social media and you could tell. If you showed me a social media post and gave me no context, I can tell you whether the person is 14 or 64.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but could you tell if they're 34?
Yes.
So 14, 34, and 64. That would be a good contest. Who tweeted this?
Ooh.
Yeah, we'll have to work on that. And I'll test you with that. We'll do that next time.
Okay. That's a really good idea. Yeah, I love that idea. Yeah, because I see like my millennial friends that are like smack dab in the middle of millennial. They're always like, isn't my baby cute? Look at this wonderful vacation. Look at how cute my new car is. Like their life is so perfect. Everything's great, even though it's so not true.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Gen Z kids I know are like, oh, I'm full of anxiety today. I'm having the worst day. I have like an exam and my best friend's not talking to me. And oh, well, that's life. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And if you go to somebody's page, you don't know how old they are. You don't know if they're married. You don't know if they're dating. You don't know where they live. It's just them up there.
Right. But I think if you go to my page, you could tell I'm somewhere in the middle because there are some millennial type post where it's like, here's me and my fabulous friends and we're on a great boat or we're doing something fabulous. And then there's like pictures of me with a celebrity and no context whatsoever.
Mm.
And you wouldn't know if I was dating anybody. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like social media really reveals your generation.
Yeah. We'll have to do that next time. I'll give you a bunch of examples and you'll have to tell me if they're old, young, or how old they are.
You'll have to also tell me how they spelled things and if there's any punctuation.
And any hashtags, because if my parents put anything on social, they're not going to hashtag.
Right.
They don't know what that is.
Right. And most of my friends who have like Gen Z kids, I've noticed like their kids, they don't use punctuation. They definitely do not use a period because that's a full stop and it's very like, it's aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at their tweets, there's like almost no punctuation.
Yeah. Now when I send emails, I go back and I actually take out one of the spaces between the period and the next letter. Because I always put two spaces. I put period, two spaces, then I start the next sentence because that's what we learned in high school.
Uh-huh.
But now nobody does that. So you can really tell somebody's age just by how many spaces they put between the period and the next letter.
They taught you that in high school?
Yeah, in typing class.
Oh, I never took typing class. I never learned that. My high school didn't have that kind of stuff.
See, and that tells so much because my son and I were actually talking about it because he hurt his shoulder, so he can't type with two hands. He only can type with one. And I said, yeah. You're just like Cooper.
That's right.
And I said, and she doesn't use her whole hand. She just uses a finger.
Right. Yeah.
She just pecks.
I use two fingers. Uh-huh.
Yeah, she just pecks. That's all she does. So you're no different than she is.
And I love when people are always like, that's how you type. I'm like, fuck you. I wrote 7 books like this.
With one finger. You should see how she holds a pen. That's even stranger.
But then there's another half of me. So I started a new job this week and I was taking notes. So I was in, you know, the note program, the note app on my phone, and I was just banging away with my thumbs. And the guy was like, don't you want a pen and paper? I was like, for what? He's like, to take notes. I'm like, I'm taking notes. What do you think? I'm texting my friends? Like, what do you think is going on over here? He goes, I'm much faster when I write with a pen. I was like, well, great. Then when I train you, you can use a pen. But right now, and I do have to explain to him that, first of all, I am way faster using my thumbs and a keyboard and an iPhone because I don't have to look at the keyboard. As he's talking, I'm like watching him and typing at the same time. I can't do that if I write. I got to look when I'm writing. You know what I mean? Like, I can't write without looking. And then from boxing last year, when I was getting really into boxing, I injured my right forearm. So it actually hurts when I pick up a pen. So I haven't picked up a pen in like over a year. Mm-hmm. Because when I write, it hurts my ulna, radius, whatever's in your forearm. So I'm not only way more comfortable and not and will never be in pain using my thumbs, I'm way faster.
That would drive me insane if I was training somebody and they were typing on their phone. I would think that they're texting and not paying me any attention. That would drive me crazy.
Yeah, I feel like that, and there's a generational difference right there, because if the guy that was training me was 30, he wouldn't think twice about it,
right?
You know, and the fact, and I said to him at one point, he was telling me something and I was on my phone and I was like, wait, can you slow down? He's like, you're taking notes? I'm like, what the fuck do you think I'm doing over here?
Yeah, you're on Twitter. That's what you're doing over there.
I'm on
there.
Twitter while you're training me?
Yeah. My kid's on Twitter when he's walking across the street.
Well, because he's walking across the street, but if he's at work. No, but if he's at work and somebody's training him and he's got to pay attention, he's not going to be on Twitter.
They're going to be on YouTube. I guarantee they're going to be watching the video. Uh-huh. I'm listening. I'm taking notes. I'm on YouTube.
I know. It's so funny. It's like I was thinking that, like, as the guy was training me, I'm like, isn't there a YouTube for this? Like, what? Why do I have to sit here? Why I got to come in for 3 nights in a row? Can't you have this on YouTube yet? Don't you have a video of this?